Welcome back to the Much Grander Pop Quiz from Masechta Shabbos Daf Beis all the way to Nunzayin. We're now beginning lap number 3 with question 43. Which daf do we learn about the glassware's transparency regarding Tuma? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 44. Which daf do we learn Ein Sof from Kachin B'Yantav? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that tefillin straps must come from kosher hides? That's on daf Chav Ches. Great. Number 46. Which daf do we discuss putting an object on a 9 talking post in Rosh Hashanah Rabin? That's on daf Ches. Great. Number 47. Which daf do we learn that dishes with flour deteriorate their mitstamek v'ralo? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Great. Number 48. Which daf do we discuss Gizei Tzimmer used for insulation, whether it's muks or not? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 49. Which daf do we discuss nooks in Rosh Hashanah Rabin? That's on daf Zayin. Good. Number 50. Which daf do we discuss when is Bein Hashmashos? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 51. Which daf do we discuss eating food left on a kira that was not katum? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Great. Number 52. Which daf do we learn about prohibited activities during the week that you can't do before mincha? That's on daf Tes. Great. Number 53. Which daf do we learn about the importance of washing to get covered to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 54. Which daf do we learn that one who says Reuven sinned is mistaken? That's on daf Nun. Hey. Great. Number 55. Which daf do we discuss throwing a basket, a kaveris, into Rosh Hashanah Rabim? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 56. Which daf do we discuss the din kadima, what one should spend money on, kiddush or a menorah? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Great. Number 57. Which daf do we learn that ksus laila night garments are putter from tzitzes? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Great. Number 58. Which daf do we discuss the conditions for chazara? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Great. Number 59. Which daf do we discuss if mochin used for hatmana is no longer muksa? That's on daf Memches. Great. Number 60. Which daf do we discuss the miracle that occurred for the man who needed to nurse his son? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Great. Number 61. Which daf do we discuss why Bechor that developed a blemish, a muman yantav is muksa? That's on daf Memvav. Great. Number 62. Which daf do we discuss moving shofars and trumpets? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Great. And finishing lap number 3 with question 63. Which daf do we learn the 3 times that Shammai and Hillel disagree? That's on daf Tezvav. Excellent. Now we begin lap number 4 with question number 64. Which daf do we discuss insulating and or sitting on hides on Shabbos? That's on daf Memtes. Great. Number 65. Which daf do we learn that movable items that have a circumference of a Tefach transmit tumas oil, such as an ox goad? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Great. Number 66. Which daf do you learn how Kodesh Baruch Hu displayed that David HaMelech was in fact forgiven for the mice with Bathsheba? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 67. Which daf do we discuss unsinged wick cloths? That's on daf Chav Tes. Great. Number 68. Which daf do we discuss laundering clothes and difference between whites and colored clothes in terms of effort and expense? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 69. Which daf do we learn that one should not be somach on a nes, rely on miracles? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Great. Number 70. Which daf do we learn why flax was called a tree, why pishnim was called an eitz? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 71. Which daf do we learn why the animal color required purification? That was on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 72. Which daf do we learn about the three sins that are related to childbirth? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 73. Which daf do we learn about the purpose of light in the Beis HaMikdash? That was on daf Chav Beis. Great. Number 74. Which daf do we learn about Chori Rishus HaRabim? Crevices in Rishus HaRabim. That's on daf Zion. Great. Number 75. Which daf do we learn about the reason why old Tumah reverts in metalware? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 76. Which daf do we learn about setting something aside at Banish Mashos becomes muktz for all of Shabbos? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 77. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son coming out of the cave after many years? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 78. Which daf do we have the question, Ezehu Usher, who is wealthy? That's on daf Chafei. Great. Number 79. Which daf do we discuss placing a pot next to Akira? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 80. Which daf do we learn why Itran is a problem for covered Shabbos? That's on daf Chafei. Great. Number 81. Which daf do we learn the different pshatim and what akud is for a camel? That's on daf Nundalad. Good. Number 82. Which daf do we learn about the use of a watermill Erev Shabbos? That's on daf Yudches. Great. Number 83. Which daf do we discuss the issue about covering one's private parts? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. And finishing up lap number 4 with question 84. Which daf do we learn about the Yud Ches Dvarim, the 18 enactments? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Great. We just finished up now laps 3 and 4. In the next session, we'll go to laps 5 and 6.